The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, many adults with disabilities rely on the state for the provision of very important day services. How well have they been restored now that we're coming out of lockdown? Laura Campion is going to talk to us about the experience of her sister Deirdre, who is 28 and who has Down syndrome and who is in receipt of these services from the state. Laura, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. How is Deirdre? How's she getting on?
Thanks very much, Matt. Deirdre is doing okay, but at this stage, we're now in week 17. It's day 116 since Deirdre has had access to her vital day services, which is offers her a lifeline to society. And to give you an example of what Deirdre's routine would entail, she gets up every morning, she's in her pyjamas, and she goes into the kitchen at home, and she marks off a new day on her Little Mix calendar. And since April, Deirdre has stopped marking off the calendar. It's like Groundhog Day for her. In essence, really, Deirdre is due to get 30 hours of contact time from her service provider a week. And since lockdown, she hasn't received that. She now, since April, has received one walk per week. A key worker comes out to the house and they go for a walk, and that would be for 1 hour. And then she has one Zoom call per week, and that just started in May. So,
and how is she coping with that?
She is, I suppose she's become very quiet. She has regressed. And I would really, I suppose the thing is that I would feel that families like my own are at breaking point. Because these services offer a lifeline to our loved ones. And this is what Deirdre depends on every day. She thrives on routine and the social interaction that her day service provides. So I feel this is really a crisis, Matt, at the moment.
And not just difficult for her, I'd imagine. I suspect, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but do your parents rely on it as well for having the time when she is at the services for their own time because they have to look after her the rest of the hours?
That's right. They're, in essence, they've become now full-time carers. And, you know, Deirdre is quiet, but she has become quieter, and she's really missing all the activities that her day service provides. And my dad has retired, and my mom has just recently retired there. But I suppose they're really, there's no answers. They don't have any answers for Deirdre because she's wondering when she's going to be able to go back to her day service. And the answers we've found so far don't give us the correspondence we've got so far from her day service give us absolutely no answers or clarity. And what I really feel is, I suppose on the 21st of June, I contacted all of my public representatives about this because as a sister of a sibling of someone with an intellectual disability, I feel that with phase three and the whole country was reopening, that there was hope there for everybody. We were able to get our highlights done, go to restaurants, go to pubs that were serving food, go to the gym. And yet my sister, there's still no answers here. There's just silence. We're living in limbo. And I wasn't able to get much answers either from my public representatives, even though there have been questions asked in the Dáil about this. And it just seems to be that there seems to be an element of fear there. And what we've got so far from the service providers is they have told us that they're waiting on further guidelines from the HSE. And yet I feel that this is this is not entirely true because it seems to be hit and miss throughout the country, because I do know that some day service providers have reopened on a phased basis. And fundamentally, the service provider that Deirdre attends, which is Prosper, they've kicked this to touch and they're placing the responsibility on the HSE.
Laura, I'd imagine there must be concerns about implementing adequate social distancing and a tremendous fear of an outbreak of COVID-19 in any group that is put together.
Absolutely. But what we need now, Matt, is solutions. And if we look at creches, they have reopened using bubbles and pods. Nursing homes have reopened to visitors. So what I want to know is, how much longer must my sister and my family and the thousands of other citizens of our society with intellectual disability and their families wait for a return now to their lifeline? This is their lifeline, their routine, and risk assessments need to be done with every service user and their family. And people with high risks can be designated support and develop protocols around that. But my question really is as well, and what I'm wondering is, are people with intellectual disabilities going to have to shield themselves from society until a vaccine is found? And, you know, this has to be a solution. There have to be solutions here. And I am aware of a service provider that is down the country, and they are offering their service on what it can be done on a phased basis. So, for example, Deirdre attends a centre that has 24 service users. If the service provider were to ask and do, say, for example, a questionnaire and to ask them what would the families and service users be interested in doing, would they be interested in coming back? They could then offer a reduced service possibly and have a system where maybe my sister Deirdre could go into her centre and attend for maybe 2 or 3 hours per day. There could be a deep cleaning, and then you could have another amount of service users come in. And, you know, I think we're kind of underestimating our loved ones here who have intellectual disabilities. And that is indeed has been one of the reasons that we've got from the service providers. They have said that we know that so most of these individuals have a difficulty in understanding and consistently applying the necessary infection. And I would argue that that is not exactly correct, because I would feel that Deirdre is used to following direction all of the time. She's very good at social distancing. And if we had a model of bubbles and pods where you had 4 people perhaps coming in and they were taught the necessary hygiene and safety guidelines, and if the staff were protecting themselves, I believe that these services could deliver in a safe manner.
Okay. We'll see what happens in this. Thank you very much, Laura Campion, for joining us from Tara in County Meath to talk about your sister Deirdre. This is a major issue for thousands of people with adult disabilities in the country.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.